DNA was discovered in 1869 by Swiss researcher Friedrich Miescher, who was originally trying to study the composition of lymphoid cells, white blood cells. Instead, he isolated a new molecule he called nuclein, DNA with associated proteins, from a cell nucleus. While Miescher was the first to define DNA as a distinct molecule, several other researchers and scientists have contributed to our relative understanding of DNA as we know it today. And it wasn't until the early 1940s that DNA's role in genetic inheritance was even begun to be researched and understood. Credit for who first identified DNA is often mistakenly given to James Watson and Francis Crick, who actually just furthered Miescher's discovery with their own groundbreaking research in nearly 100 years later. Watson and Crick contributed largely to our understanding of DNA in terms of genetic inheritance, but much like Miescher, long before their work, others also made great advancements in and contributions to the field. In 1866, before many significant discoveries and findings, Gregor Mendel, who is known as the father of genetics, was actually the first to suggest that the characteristics are passed down from generation to generation. Mendel coined the terms we all know today as recessive and dominant. In 1869, Friedrich Miescher identified the nuclein by isolating a molecule from the cell nucleus that would later become known as DNA. In 1881, Nobel Prize winner and German biochemist Albert Kossel, who is credited with the naming DNA, identified nuclein as a nucleic acid. He also isolated those 5 nitrogen bases that are now considered to be the basic building blocks of DNA and RNA: adenine, cytosine, guanine, and thymine, which is replaced by uracil in RNA. In 1882, shortly after Kossel's findings, Walter Fleming devoted research and time to cytology, which is the study of chromosomes. He discovered mitosis in 1882 when he was the first biologist to execute a wholly systematic study of the division of chromosomes. His observations that chromosomes double insignificant to the later discovered theory of inheritance. In the early 90s, Theodore Boveri and Walter Sutton were independently working on what's now known as the Boveri-Sutton chromosome theory, or the chromosomal theory of inheritance. Their findings are fundamental in our understanding of how chromosomes carry genetic material and pass it down from one generation to the next. In 1902, Mendel's theories were finally associated with a human disease by Sir Archibald Edward Garrod, who published the first findings from a study of recessive inheritance in human beings in 1902. Garrod opened the door for our understanding of genetic disorders resulting from errors in chemical pathways in the body. In 1944, Oswald Avery first outlined DNA as the transforming principle, which essentially means that it's DNA, not proteins, that transform cell properties. Between 1944 and 1950, Erwin Chargaff discovered that DNA is responsible for heredity and it varies from species. His discoveries, known as the Chargaff rules, proved that guanine and cytosine units as well as adenine and thymine units were also same in double-stranded DNA, and he also discovered that DNA varies among species. In the late 1940s, Barbara McClintock discovered the mobility of genes, ultimately challenging virtually everything that was once thought to be. Her discovery of the jumping gene, or the idea that genes can move on a chromosome, earned her the Nobel Prize in Physiology. 1951, Rosalind Franklin's work in X-ray crystallography began when she started taking X-ray diffraction photos of DNA. Her images showed the helical form, which was confirmed by Watson and Crick nearly 2 years later. Her findings were only acknowledged posthumously. In 1953, Watson and Crick published on DNA's double helix structure that twists to form the ladder-like structure we think of when we picture DNA. The future of DNA. The future of DNA has a great potential. As researchers and scientists continue to advance what we know about complexities of DNA and the insights it codes for, we can imagine a world with less and better managed disease, longer lifespans and personalized view of medicine that's specifically applicable to individuals rather than the population as a whole. DNA insights are already enabling the diagnosis and treatment of genetic diseases. Science is also hopeful that the medicine will advance to be able to leverage the power of our own cells to fight disease. For example, gene therapy is designed to introduce genetic material into cells to compensate for abnormal genes or to make a therapeutically beneficial protein. Researchers also continue to use DNA sequencing technology to learn more about everything from combating infectious disease outbreaks to improving nutritional security. Ultimately, DNA research will accelerate breaking the mold of the one-size-fits-all approach to medicine. Every new discovery in our understanding of DNA lends to further advancement in the idea of precision medicine, a relatively new way doctors are approaching healthcare through the use of genetic and molecular information to guide their approach to medicine.